We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Right here on the Fan.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Good Tuesday to you. Welcome. As the weather has cooled off, it feels like it's more October than it does August. We're going to get warm towards the weekend, but man, a little brisk last night, a little brisk this morning. But the sun is shining, all good. I just wish we had a Brewers win from last night to talk about. That one got away from them a little bit. Welcome to the Bill Michaels Show. I'm Bill Michaels, Radio Joe Zanzola in the studios, and Evan Heffelfinger behind the glass. If you want to get a hold of us on Twitter, you can do so at @Bill_Michaels. I don't know. It just came out a little while ago. I don't know if anybody's had a chance to see this yet. I want to at some point discuss it a little bit. But Jason Whitlock, I have always said, Jason Whitlock, longtime sports writer and columnist, he has always done some very, very good work and very work that makes you think. And he works for OutKick. And I don't know if you had a chance to see this yet, but I posted it on Twitter and I posted it on the Facebook fan page. He wrote an article about George Floyd's death and Major League Baseball, the NBA, the NFL, and their participation in the Black Lives Matter movement. I don't want to get into all of this right now, but it is, I started reading it and I couldn't stop. It was amazing. And for those that don't know, the body cam footage of that arrest has now been released. So anyway, long story short, Jason Whitlock, an African-American writer, took a look at this. And it is unbelievably interesting. And I just wanted to put it out there and say, okay, your thoughts. So if you haven't seen it yet, I encourage you. You can go to my Twitter account. You can find a link to it there. You can go over to the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow. You can find a link to it there as well. Read it for yourself, and then we'll talk about it coming up here a little bit later on in the program. But yesterday, not the best of scenarios at the ball yard after the Brewers take a 4-2 lead and things are looking pretty good. I will say this. I was pretty excited last night. That walk after the double that Christian Yelich hit and then coming up to the plate the next time up, and that walk that he took when he worked the count full and ended up taking the walk, I thought to myself, okay, good stuff. Christian Yelich is on his way back. I really, really was excited about that. I know it's not a lot of, home run bombs and pomp and circumstance, but for what we've seen on that road trip to open the season to what we saw last night, that's the Christian Yelich that I'm used to seeing. A guy that really works the count, sees the pitches coming. He laid off of a couple of high breaking balls last night, and when he did get his knock in, it was a solid rip, and it looked like he's more on the baseball now than he was a while ago. So I was excited to see that. So I mean, that's, if you want to talk about a piece of good news, I guess that that can be considered a piece of good news coming out of last night's contest. Brewers though lose to the White Sox. White Sox just proving too much last night, unfortunately. For the Brewers, and the Brewers back at it again today. We've got day basketball, by the way, regarding the NBA and the Milwaukee Bucks. I put this out earlier today too. I'm sitting here watching ESPN and I'm watching Fox, and all they can talk about is LeBron, and that's it. It's all LeBron, and why are the Lakers the best in the West, and will the Lakers beat Kawhi, and when, you know, LeBron wins the championship, I'm thinking, has anybody just forgotten that the Milwaukee Bucks have the best record in the NBA? That they've been a really good basketball team all season long. Now, I get it because the Lakers have championship pedigree, and so does LeBron. I've always said, if you are going to, get that respect, then you have to earn it, and you have to go win. But to not even be in the discussion, you know, I mean, because the Lakers clinched the top seed in the West last night, you know, it's all about the Lakers. And, you know, I'm not one to say, okay, I want to see the West Coast or the East Coast dissolve, because that's not it. But it's like, come on, at least act like you have a bias or an unbiased opinion. It's just, my God, it just made me sick this morning to wake up and just hear LeBron, 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 LeBron. It's sickening. So when people say, you know, they feel slighted, yeah, I completely understand it. So we'll get into that discussion later, too. The White Sox, like I said, get a 6-4 victory last night. Not the best of days at the ball yard for the crew, but nevertheless, the Brewers last night, Phelps came in. He takes the loss, threw an inning, and gave up a couple of hits and a run. Had a couple of strikeouts along the way. Corey Knebel came in 2/3 of an inning, gave up one hit. One run, couple of Ks last night. Yardley gets two-thirds of an inning of work, giving up only a hit. Brett Anderson, I thought, pitched extremely well. Three innings, five hits, couple of runs, nothing terrible. I shouldn't say extremely well, because it wasn't extremely well, but it was decent. Corbin Burns is the one that came in and just didn't look overwhelmingly great, but gave up that long bomb. But nevertheless, the Brewers have another shot at it again today. And like I had mentioned, it was good to see Christian Yelich go 2-for-4 last night, also got on base via walk. So good to see him kind of looking more like his old self last night. So if there's any good you can take away out of this last evening, that would have been it. That would have been it. I was excited to see Christian Yelich look more like Christian Yelich. Keshan Hira 1-for-4 last night. Smoke goes 1-for-4 last night. Orlando Arcia continues the hot hand, hitting .353 on this young season so far, by the way. Again, a 1-for-3 evening and scored a run last night as well. Ben Gamel continues to make hay with his time, hitting .313 on the season, 2-for-4 again last night, and a run scored. So, and had an RBI along the way. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, feel free to go ahead and do so. And also some good news, because the Brewers bench coach Pat Murphy has been released from the hospital as well after suffering that mild heart attack over the weekend. You continue to get, you know, skepticism and some of the, the waxing regarding COVID and such out of Major League Baseball. I find it interesting. I had a couple of people email me this morning and last night, by the way. And this one's from Cindy, who said, hey, I listen to your show pretty much daily and heard you talking about how long it takes for athletes to get the results back for COVID testing. I went yesterday morning for a test required prior to a procedure that I'm having done. And the test was at 8:20 a.m. By 5:20 p.m. last night, already had my results. So why is baseball taking so long? Who knows? And to answer yesterday's question, I don't think they're going to make the season complete. Sad, but I think it's true. That's from Cindy. Cindy, appreciate the email. This is from Mark. Mark said, I did one of the mass tests at the drive-through facility in Waukesha last week. I ended up getting my results back within 24 hours. I don't know what Major League Baseball has to wait for. This one's from John. John writes in Wendy's email inbox, the longest it took for my COVID test was 26 hours. I don't know why baseball is having such a time of it. Why is Rob Manfred not standing before the reporters and actually answering these questions? I have no idea. That's a great question. Rob Manfred, since all of this really kind of began to come to light, has picked and chosen who he wants to interview him. Kind of the hand-picked, you know, God forbid he ever actually just do a really hard interview, you know, instead of doing the softballs lobbed up from the four-letter network and you know, some of the other entities such as MLB Network. I'd love to see him actually come out and do a little bit tougher than normal interview. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. 248. You want to chime in? Go ahead and do so. This portion of the program being brought to you by our good friends at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. They have extended the sale. That's right. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin extended that two-week sale for another couple of weeks, as a matter of fact. They're going all the way to Saturday, August 15th. And the way it works is you buy three windows, you save $250 on a patio door. You buy six windows, you save $500. You buy nine windows, $750. You buy a dozen, you save $1,000. You get what I'm saying, right? So, in fact, the more you buy, the more you save. Right now through August 15th, during the extended two-week sale at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, that sticky, leaky, squeaky, metal on metal, hard to get open and hard to close patio door, you want to get that thing replaced, right? Now you just buy a few replacement windows, you can get money off of that door system. Or if you only need windows and your patio doors are great, then choose 48 months, no interest, and no payments for 5 months. That's some extra credit right there, my friends. The more you buy, the more you save right now. But this offer ends again on Saturday, August 15th. So stop to the nearby showroom or the Pella Window Experience or set your free consultation right now at PellaWI.com. That is PellaWI.com. Make sure you tell them we sent you, just like I've done. Good people, good place. When we come back, we're going to hear from Aaron Rodgers, who is also another topic of conversation nationally when people just continually harp on the same topic of Aaron Rodgers, should he or should he not be upset with the Green Bay Packers. We'll talk about that when we come back. More of the Bill Michaels Show on this Tuesday right after this.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Hot to fire, streets of stone, modern warriors, satellite horses of chrome, taste the wild, lick the wind, like something never saw before, their jaws dropping to the floor.
Welcome back to the program. The Bill Michaels Show continues on. We're glad you're here. Had a great time last night with our friends from Quick Trip and Tobacco Outlet Plus Grocery out at Ironwood Golf Course. Had such a wonderful night, socially distant, outside. Everybody was spread out. Had some dinner, played a little golf, and told a lot of great stories. We just had so much fun. Just so much fun. I want to remind you, we are going to be in Chippewa Falls next Thursday. Next Thursday, the 13th, our next cigar dinner is coming up. If you want tickets, they are selling fast from what I was told last night. And that one, as well as the one that's coming up in La Crosse and the one that's coming up in Wausau again, they will sell out. They said they're on a pace to sell out. So if you haven't gotten them already, go to Tobacco Outlet Plus Grocery. Tobacco Outlet Plus Grocery. And get your tickets to the cigar dinners that are coming up. We have one next Thursday. That is going to be in Chippewa Falls at Loopy's High Shore Supper Club. We're going to be back at Shenanigans in September and also at the bar in Rothschild up in Wausau coming up in September as well as we round these things out. Compliments of our friends over at Quick Trip and Tobacco Outlet Plus Grocery. But had a great, great time. Had a lot of fun last night. Really, really good time. 855-830-8648. Aaron Rodgers ended up speaking, and I had a chance to meet with the Zoom media, if you will, and he was asked how safe he feels as a player from, you know, catching COVID at training camp.
I think the protocols that we have in place here, you know, are such that I think it gives us a really good chance. You know, we've been obviously testing every day, and, you know, there's tracking devices and, you know, just the rules of the facility are obviously a lot different this year than years past, and give us, you know, I think give us the best chance to get into the season and finish the season.
So he was asked to give his reaction because there were some thoughts that maybe there should be a quarterback placed in kind of a quarantine, a quarterback away from the facility just in case these guys do happen to contract the coronavirus. So he was asked what are his thoughts into looking into that.
Yeah, again, I don't know. That's not my decision. That's Matt's decision. You know, obviously this year presents different types of challenges than years past. And it's, you know, crazy to think of that those are the type of conversations that we have to have in order to play. But that's the reality we live in.
When he saw that Major League Baseball had the guidelines for no high fives, no chest bumps, no spitting, all that kind of stuff, do you then wonder as an NFL player, well, if they can't do that in Major League Baseball, then how in the world are we going to be able to play football?
I didn't see those guidelines, Mike, so I didn't have those exact thoughts. But, you know, obviously the league's trying to come back and make things as safe as possible for players. I think there's, you know, obviously a lot of, you know, accountability on the players about what you're doing outside the facility. You know, and I think that's where the responsibility lies. It's with guys, you know, making good decisions and monitoring themselves and doing the preventative things to help build your immune system the best you can. And then being smart about your interactions.
And Aaron was asked to give his thoughts on when the NFLPA demanded things like testing every day, no preseason games. Did all of this factor into his decision to go ahead and I mean, because, you know, Aaron Rodgers is pretty established. If he wanted to opt out of a season, he could opt out of a season. Did all of those guidelines factor into his decision to go ahead and play football this year?
I think so. I mean, there's been a lot of back and forth. I give J.C. Treader, our new PA president, a lot of credit for really leading a lot of the conversation about, you know, everything needed to be done and reaching out to guys about how guys felt like things could be as safe as possible, get in the building. And there was obviously a lot of back and forth, a lot of issues to be resolved, not just the safety issues, but the money issues and the training camp rules and preseason. And it was so multifaceted. You know, I give RPA and JC a lot of credit for, you know, trying to put together something that, that, you know, had the input of a lot of guys around the league.
Also, Aaron Rodgers, you know, you knew the question was going to come up about Jordan Love, right? So when asked specifically, did the drafting of Jordan Love, now that you come into camp, you're starting this, you know, venture into a 2020-2021 season where it's obviously very, very different, but does it make you savor each day and each moment that you have left, or at least on what you would assume to be the timeline for left with the Green Bay Packers?
You know, as you get older, you do enjoy the little moments just a tad bit more, I think. And like I like I've said before, a lot of the relationships that are still here are with those guys. You know, it's with the training room guys, the equipment staff, Adam and his staff. You know, people who've been here a long time and will probably be here long after you know, my time is gone here. But that's where a lot of the memories. You start talking about things from the, you know, the 2000s to 2010 era. You know, it was 5 years, 6 years when I was here. There's just not that many people still around who can relate to some of the stories. And that's the way the business goes. You know, it's a short-term deal. And guys like myself who are lucky enough to play a long time with the same team, it's those relationships that you savor and you appreciate. And, you know, I found a lot of joy in those friendships. And over the years, I do, you know, I savor every moment, every season. I don't take any of it for granted. I don't know, you know, what the future holds. I know I can control this year and my play and my approach and my attitude. And I'm enjoying being back with the guys. It's fun to see them. Different, obviously, circumstances. There's a lot of things that are strange compared to the last 15 years I've been here. But I'm really enjoying being back here with the guys and being back in meetings and workouts and just seeing the energy and the smiles and the laughs. It really, you know, really makes it fun.
Also, Rodgers was asked, you know, I'm reading more and more today about other players that feel that maybe the season could be in jeopardy. A guy like, although I don't necessarily take a lot of stock into the words of Odell Beckham Jr., who feels like the season shouldn't happen at all, but other players have opted out. So did Aaron Rodgers ever consider opting out of this season?
I did not consider it. I was always going to play. I respect, you know, any person who decides to opt out. There's a lot of different circumstances around, I'm sure, each individual case. I know Geronimo, I saw he recently opted out. I know he has a young child. You know, it's just a different year. And I respect, you know, all those guys who decided to make that decision. Even Devin, you know, we had a conversation before training camp started. And he, you know, talked to me before it kind of got public. And I just told him I respect his decision. I have a lot of appreciation for how difficult that must be to weigh the, you know, love of playing football with the safety of your family. And so I have a, you know, appreciation for that and absolutely zero judgment.
So when it comes to quarterbacks being incredibly important to the game, it's a quarterback driven league. I mean, that's, you know, that's a saying and or cliche because it has rung so true in recent history. So are there different or special instructions or things given to the quarterbacks when it comes to quarantine and distancing?
Yeah, not yet. I'm not sure what the conversations will be in the near future, but as of right now, no.
What does he feel is going to be the highest risk? Is it going to be traveling, road games, things like that? Or what is going to be the highest risk when it comes to the possibility of contracting COVID or bringing COVID into their team?
I think that's one of the unknowns there. I mean, I think there's a lot of unknowns around this. And at this point, all we can do is, try and educate guys and, try and be smart about, what you're doing outside the facility. There's some things out of our control, some things in our control. And I think there's a responsibility that goes with it, but there's some things that are really out of your control that it's hard to speculate at this point what's going to happen down the road. I know that, I feel comfortable being here and comfortable with the rules and protocols in place. It's tough to bubble, the kind of numbers that we have. And I think I think it's a good thing. There's a lot of accountability on this, responsibility. Again, there's some things that are out of your control, but there is a, personal responsibility that goes along with it. And that's part of, being a professional. I think at the same time, you just hope that there's, not that kind of outlier thing happen to you or anybody that, we really need to play on Sundays.
So with the, the drafting of Jordan Love, obviously that, to many, many thoughts, accelerated the clock on Aaron Rodgers. So does he believe he has now lost control of when he wants to play his last game, his final game for the Green Bay Packers?
There's been a lot of hypothetical questions on here. I'm not always, a huge fan of guessing those things. But obviously I've said that before. I think that if I retire on the team's, timeline, then all is well. But if they're looking to move on before I'm ready to be done playing, then there comes an impasse at that point. I can control, my play and my performance and my approach and my leadership. But at some point, there's other factors involved. That's what I said to you guys, on day one when we talked about this. So that's the facts to me at this point.
There you go. That was Aaron Rodgers meeting with the media yesterday. When we come back, Bill Rabior, co-host of the Bill and Rookie Experience at 107.5 FM and 1400 AM. That's the Fan in Green Bay, our newest affiliate there. We're going to talk with him. Also, after the top of the hour, we'll talk with Adam McAlvey of Brewers.com and MLB.com, and we'll get his thoughts as to what he thought that Christian Yelich looked like last night and how that one just kind of got away from him. We'll get into that discussion as well. About an hour and hour and a half from now, right now, Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette is going to join us. We'll get his thoughts as well on the Packers training camp. And then the last hour of the program, Rick Bucher, Radio.com Sports NBA Insider, going to be joining us. And we're going to talk some Bucks basketball. And we'll get into the discussion as, Chris Middleton got a lot of love the other night on ESPN. Now, that I appreciated, because they did actually take an in-depth look at some of the Milwaukee Bucks, but today they're right back at it on the Laker train. So we'll get into that discussion a little bit later on as well. Stay tuned. Bill Rabior from the Fan in Green Bay, he's going to join us. Coming up next in the Bill Michaels Show.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
This portion of the Bill Michaels Show is brought to you by our friends at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Also reminding you, our friends at Fisher House, Wisconsin, have their motorcycle ride coming up. And Bud Light, proud supporter of that, along with Milwaukee Brewing. So they have teamed up, and they want to remind you to ride safe, but support Fisher House, Wisconsin. And we'll give you some more details on that later on down the road. But always a good event. Looking forward to it. Again, this year, thanks to our friends at Bud Light and Scott and everybody over there. Do such a bang-up job. Appreciate it. Let's do this. Let's bring in Bill Rabior from the Fan in Green Bay, as he is part of the Bill and Rookie Experience on 107.5 FM, 1400 AM. Bill, how you doing today, man?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thanks for having me.
So give me your thoughts early on as we are getting glimpses as to what it's like behind closed doors at 1265 Lombardi.
Well, it's pretty strange, that's for sure. I mean, normally a day like today, time of year, I'd be getting ready to go to watch some practice over at Radnitsky Field and then do a locker room session afterwards, talk to a bunch of the players, and maybe go have a bite to eat at one of the local restaurants, but clearly that's not happening. And I honestly don't know when that's going to happen again, but it's going to be strange, that's for sure. I think we're getting a little bit of a glimpse with all the Zoom meetings, the video meetings that we're allowed to have now with some of the players and coaches. I think this is going to be what this season is like. And so I guess we just have to kind of get used to it. It's kind of weird. None of the guys are really willing to explain some of the changes they've done over there. We've seen some pictures of the locker room with the plexiglass dividers in between the lockers, but other than that, no one's really given us any details. It's kind of quiet on that front, but certainly it's unlike anything that we've ever seen.
It seems a little bit with the word somber be a good descriptive word, as to, because usually, like you said, usually we're all in and people are heading to training camp and families are, you know, kind of putting their vacations in that direction, and then the title town is a buzz, and there's none of that, and it's almost like we're going through the motions, but we're not even sure there's even going to be a season. You know what I mean?
That's the whole thing. I mean, that cloud is hanging over the whole training camp situation. We don't know if this is all for naught or if they're actually going to be able to play a season. And you know, it's hard to imagine the whole, like you say, the attitude or the atmosphere not affecting the players in terms of their preparation. I mean, are they trying to prepare with the thought that, you know, they're wasting their time, or are they able to put that aside and go ahead with their training as usual, even though it's going to be different and they already know that? But, you know, it's got to weigh on them a little bit. And I think we're seeing some of that in some of the comments. And like you say, the way they're talking is very, very somber is a good word for it. And it's just so much uncertainty at this point. And when you look at what the other sports have done, basketball and hockey in the bubble have had success, but baseball is having some problems, and you know, they can't bubble football, so I don't know if they're looking at that and going, you know, this doesn't look good for us or what. But, yeah, it is a totally different attitude right now.
So Aaron Rodgers answers a lot of questions all the time about the Jordan Love pick. I get the sense that, as Aaron said in his presser, as I've said before, it seems like all the questions have been asked, and it's almost to the point where I'm not saying he's irritated with it. I think it, just by listening to the way he says things, maybe more so than anything, I think he's just, like he said in that interview, he's bummed that it came to this and that the organization needed to move in that particular direction. Do you feel the organization did the right thing or the wrong thing
in drafting Jordan Love?
Yeah.
I think they did the wrong thing. I don't think it was time to draft a quarterback yet. I think it was too early to draft a quarterback. I mean, Aaron clearly still has a lot left in the tank, and he's still got 4 years on his contract, more importantly. And I think that it maybe 2 years, a year maybe next year would have been okay. The following year probably would have been better. It's unrealistic to, in my mind, to draft a guy like Jordan Love at this time and ask him to sit possibly 4 years. Probably won't happen 4 years, but it's possible. If Rodgers was still playing well, you know, why would you get rid of him? So I think they jumped the gun on it a little bit, and especially when you consider where they were last year in the NFC Championship game and some of the glaring needs that it appeared that they have in wide receiver particularly, and one of the best wide receiver classes coming out of college in years. And they didn't even draft a wide receiver. So it was very curious. I think they jumped the gun on it, and obviously time will tell, but it's hard for me to imagine. I mean, just think about it. Jordan Love would be his rookie contract could be over. They might have to re-up with him to a huge number and not know if he's even good enough to play. So I think they just did it a little too early.
Yeah, I'm of the same sentiment. I think what you did was created unnecessary controversy. Now, the only way this makes sense is if behind closed doors there are issues. From what we've been told, there aren't, and everything seems to be really copacetic. You know what I mean? But if there are issues, then this would then make a lot more sense to me. Otherwise, I don't understand what the rush was to grab this particular guy unless you just felt that this is the next coming. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and you know well enough, too, that you know, you never know. I mean, even when the last attempt missed prospect, you know, who knows? Especially at that position. If he was that great, someone else would have taken him a lot earlier. So clearly there's something about him they like. Maybe he is the perfect fit in the Matt LaFleur offense. But they got a pretty darn good one right now. And if they're going to continue this pretty unprecedented run of great quarterback play, they better have made the right decision. Or it could cost them even longer. I mean, if he doesn't pan out, then they're, you know, back to square one. And that could, you know, God, we've seen so many teams – you know, take quarterbacks high and it doesn't work out and they just keep doing it over and over again and they're, you know, trouble for a long time. So they better hope it works out.
Talking with Bill Rabier, co-host of the Bill and Rookie Experience on The Fan up in Green Bay, our newest affiliate. What concerns you more, the lack of depth at the tackle position or the lack of depth at the wide receiver position?
Well, I would say of those two, you know, wide receivers score points. And you need to score points, and they have a very, very good wide receiver, Davante Adams, and not much else, at least to this point. I mean, obviously you look at Alan Lazard and guys like that, and you hope that they pan out, but we've seen glimpses, not enough consistency. Can Marquez Valdes-Scantling, can he bounce back from his disappearing act? You know, sometimes guys either – continue, you know, once they disappear, they're gone, or sometimes they can, you know, use that as their motivation and really come back strong. Let's hope that's the case with him. But clearly, by not drafting a wide receiver, they feel confident in the guys that they have, confident enough to skip over some really good options in round one last year, and they're hoping that maybe Equanimeous St. Brown comes back and has, you know, a good season and certainly Al Lazard, but yeah, they're pretty thin behind Davante Adams. And at tackle, you know, David Bakhtiari is obviously very solid. Will Ricky Wagner be good? I mean, look, he's a stopgap measure, right? So what's behind him, I think, is the big question. And I'm not sure they have that answer yet, too. Is it Alex Light? I don't know if Alex Light is ready to step into a starting role. That's an issue, but I think wide receiver would be a little bit more concerning for this season.
I like the defensive secondary. I don't know what the depth is going to hold, but do you still have concern about up front, and do you still have concern about the linebacking position?
Well, linebacker for sure. It seems like they've ignored the position for years, and obviously Christian Kirksey coming in is a nice replacement, but you know, they just haven't really paid a whole lot of attention to that position. They've had some options in the draft, too, in the last couple of years that they've passed on. And, you know, I don't know if that's the reason their run stop or their run defense hasn't been great part of it. But they've also had a lot of trouble over the middle of the field. Tight ends have hurt them in that area. So I guess maybe Christian Kirksey, if he's a good cover guy, they think he is, that might help there. But they just have ignored the position. They haven't really done anything to bolster that inside off-ball linebacker, and it's frustrating. It's frustrating for sure, but obviously it's part of the philosophy. And so that concerns me. Kenny Clark up front is obviously very good. They could probably get him some help. I like Tyler Lancaster too. Kiki Kingsley, hopefully he can step up, but there's no real signs that he's been able to do that. So they're a little thin up front, but I'm, you know, the linebacker position is probably the most frustrating to watch because, you know, there's Oren Burks. We haven't seen much of him either. So I don't know. It just seems like they don't care too much about that inside linebacker position.
I look at, you know, this team's second year. You've got Matt LaFleur, last question, but with what this offense is supposed to do as to what we expect it to do, how much do you, let's just say the season goes uninterrupted, how much do you actually see A.J. Dillon, DeGarwa, you know, you've got Aaron Jones. They become weapons even though you don't have a depth at wide receiver. If your offensive line can stay intact, I look for this offense to be much more dynamic, much more movement, much more misdirection, and much more of what we were supposed to see or thought we would see last year. And last year I thought it really expounded from away from the Mike McCarthy offense. So do you see more of that this year?
I would think so. Second year, a little more familiarity with it. Problem with A.J. Dillon and all the guys that were drafted, you know, they haven't had any exposure to it on the field. And I think that's going to be a problem early in the season. If they can catch on and get up to speed, and maybe they could be, by the middle of the season, a bigger factor. You know, when they drafted A.J. Dillon, I said that, you know, Matt LaFleur got his Derrick Henry in this offense, perhaps. And maybe that's the kind of guy that they wanted. You know, they're going to use him in that way as a bruising running back and then look to Aaron Jones as more of a guy to catch the ball out of the backfield, change the pace guy. But we'll have to wait and see. As far as DeGuara, I don't know much about him, and we'll see if he can fit in. I am excited about the tight end position, though, a little bit. Robert Tonyan, perhaps, to step up, and Jay Sternberger, I think, could be good. And hopefully he can stay injury-free, and he can come on. But, yeah, I mean, you know, second year in the offense, obviously they should be able to take the next step, move forward. They talked about at the end of the year how much stuff they didn't get to. Hopefully they can get to some of that. But with all the things that they weren't able to do in the offseason, I don't know, we'll find out if that is a major hindrance or not. And, you know, it's so much about football is reps. And when you can't run them, you know, it slows you down a little bit. And Aaron talked about it yesterday, how much they're going to, when they finally get on the field, how much they're going to have to do in a short period of time. So we'll see if they can pull it off.
Glad to have you on the program. Certainly appreciate you hanging out with us, and look forward to having you on a lot more, Bill, okay?
Bill, thank you, and welcome aboard. It's great having you on in Green Bay again. Thanks.
Glad to be there, man. I appreciate it. There you go. Bill Raby, our co-host of the Bill and Rookie Experience on 107.5 FM and 1400 AM The Fan. That's in Green Bay. He joined us, by the way, on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them, 844-PRIDE, to go to schneiderjobs.com. You can also see our great friends out there at Van Horn Automotive. You know why? Because maybe you have a car to sell and you're not looking to buy a car. You just want to sell one and you don't want to put it on marketplace. You don't want people knocking on your door. You don't want to go through the hassle of plates and titles and all that stuff. They can handle it. They can handle it. Check out our friends at VanHornAuto.com. Now, you can go to any of the dealerships, or you can just do it online, again, at VanHornAuto.com. But let's just say maybe you are looking for a new vehicle. Maybe you're looking for a used vehicle. Maybe you want to trade one in. You can do it all online. You can finance it, find it, trade everything in. You can do everything online. Go to VanHornAuto.com. That is VanHornAuto.com. They know times are tough. Maybe you're an essential worker and you're getting by. You've taken a pay cut and you've got some repairs you need to get done on your vehicle. They can help you out with that as well because they have the ability to finance it. 12 months, 0% APR, up to $2,000. Plenty of things at Van Horn Auto. Go to VanHornAuto.com. That's VanHornAuto.com. Going to hear from Mike Clemens when we come back, and an RIP to go with Mike's report. So stay tuned. We got more coming up right after this.
Border to Border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Now, a Green and Gold training camp update. In Green Bay, here's Mike Clemens.
The Packers veteran players are now in camp. Yesterday, they had their first walkthrough. The Packers long snapper, Hunter Bradley, has been added to the COVID reserve list. That brings the total to 5. With baseball struggles with the coronavirus, are the Packers concerned? GM Brian Gutekunst.
Yeah, that's a good question. I think working over the last 6 weeks, 8 weeks, however long we've been working through protocols that we have to do to return to play. I got a lot of confidence in the plan.
I asked Aaron Rodgers.
When baseball put out its COVID guidelines several weeks ago, it said no high fives, no chest bumps, no spitting. Did it make you wonder, how are we going to play football?
I didn't see those guidelines, Mike. So, obviously the league's trying to come back and make things as safe as possible for players. I think there's doing the preventative things to help build your immune system the best you can, and then being smart about your interactions.
At Packers training camp, I'm Mike Clemens on the Bill Michaels Show.
Welcome back to the program. The Bill Michaels Show continues on. We're glad to have you. Coming up in the next hour, Adam McAlvey is going to join us. He's going to give us a shout. We're going to talk with him about what went down at the ballpark last night. I was pretty encouraged by Christian Yelich last night. And what I saw, just that, not necessarily even making contact, but the fact that he, that walk that he took, and I don't know, it was a fifth or sixth inning. I thought, man, that was relatively impressive. That was impressive. By the way, this was just a news of note, so to speak. Former Packers tackle Tootie Robinson. Remember him? Tootie Robinson, 12-year NFL veteran who was with Holmgren, starting right tackle for a couple of seasons, passed away at the age of 62. Confirmed that he did succumb to COVID. Early Sunday evening, contracted COVID, and it returned. It got his life. Unfortunately, this is another case where we've heard about this. Look, I've never said COVID's not real. COVID's very real. It's hit home for me. A friend of mine passed because of it. I've had a couple of people that I've known that have contracted it and then recovered from it. So there's just a lot of people that just are, wanting to spew numbers and such and skew numbers, but it's very, very real. There's no doubt about it. So in case you didn't know and you didn't remember the name, Packers former tackle Tootie Robinson passes away after contracting COVID. So just another victim there, unfortunately. Going to go ahead and take a quick break. Come back. Adam McAlvey is going to join us coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Station strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.